Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we're diving into the Spiritual Entrepreneurial Self-Care Toolkit. We're going to be talking about nurturing the inner business. And so this is going to be a conversation about not only creating sacred space within where you're working, but also creating sacred space within ourselves. So let's dive right in. All right, humans, here's the thing. There is a direct correlation between the health and wealth of your business and the health and wealth of your inner being, meaning when you feel grounded, when you feel safe, when you feel secure, when you feel grounded, when like you do that, and it's not contingent on the money in your bank account, it's not contingent on you having a partner, it's not contingent on any of that. Like when you can provide that for yourself and you can create just this ultimate peace within you, that is a direct correlation to how your business is going to continue to mature, how unattached you're going to be in your business. And for those that are listening that aren't entrepreneurs, this can be you being a mom. This can be you being at the top of your game in your career. This has nothing to do with just building a business. This has to do with understanding that your inner world is matching the outer, not the other way around. And so often we're so obsessed with trying to change the outside when really the fastest thing that we can do to manifest anything is to really attune our inner world. So let's dive right in because I'm going to talk about and highlight the importance of self-care for spiritual entrepreneurs. This I don't see is talked about enough. I'm going beyond the crystals, the yoga, the meditation. I'm talking about your nervous system. I am talking about you being able to hold your desire and allowing it to mature. This is the first thing that I'm going to go into. I'm going to go into a list of 10 things that I have identified that are really connected to the well-being of a spiritual entrepreneur. Humans, I feel like we have the toughest job because we're bringing forth all of these codes where we have this deep desire to help humanity with whatever it is that we're doing. And then we are building these businesses simultaneously, not necessarily to get rich, but truly so that we can continue to keep doing what we're doing. And so oftentimes I see spiritual entrepreneurs pressuring themselves and they're not allowing their creation to mature. I'll give you a perfect example. My very first year in business, I had the idea for Quantum U. I actually had it all written down in a document. And my coach at the time would always ask me, like, what's going on? When are you going to do the event? But I knew internally that I had not calibrated to that level. I knew at that point that I needed to let the creation mature. And the second point that I want to bring in is I actually needed to give myself more time to embody. There is oftentimes a link to business that makes us feel like we're in a rush. It makes us feel like, okay, I learned the thing. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get clients. I'm going to make money. I'm good at this. So people are going to come. And you see, those are two different things. And that's why the self-care for a spiritual entrepreneur really has to do with us grounding into deeper knowing. It's the knowing that we got everything that we need literally within us. And the other part is that we're being taken care of when it comes to our business as long as we keep taking care of ourselves. So this means that we can't keep looking around at what other people are doing. Think about it like this. I'm sure so many of you have so many certificates because this is the type of person that I attract. You would never go into a Reiki training or a yoga training or any kind of training and compare yourself to everybody else. I'm sure most of us will go in with eyes open, ears open, heart open, wanting to receive. We're stepping in as the student, right? Constantly wanting to learn and to implement. Well, I need you to take that energy and bring it to your online space. The more you keep looking around, the more you keep tripping up on yourself. This is really a call for us to bring our attention back to our own mat. And I always use this example because I still remember when I first started to go to yoga and I would look around and I would judge myself like, oh my God, I can't stand on my pinky or my head or whatever it is that they were doing at the time that I couldn't. And it reminded me that I'm not here for anybody else. I'm not here to do that. Like, that's what they get to do. And I'm so happy for them. I'm here for a completely different reason. And that needs to be good enough. And so if we take that energy and we apply it to our business, our body actually starts to settle. Moving right along, get real with how you want to serve. There are so many different beautiful ways that we can show up in entrepreneurship, but a big part of our self-care and what I want to talk about in this podcast is understanding that we're not supposed to do it like anybody else. I wish I would have like truly embodied that more in the beginning. I knew that I wasn't supposed to do it like anybody else. But of course, like anybody who is starting something new, I was also looking into my industry and looking at the ways that other people were doing and getting inspiration. But ultimately, things actually popped off when I decided that I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way because this is the way that feels good for me. And this is the only way that I want to do it. Anything else feels like I'm going backwards. So get really clear on how you want to serve in your spiritual business. And this is directly linked to your own personal self-care. Because guess what? If you sit down all day and you're scrolling, comparing yourself and not believing that what you have to say is valuable and it's freaking needed, then you're just going to be wasting a bunch of time. You're going to be sitting there. Hours will pass by, days will pass by, weeks will pass by, months will pass by, a year will pass by, and you're going to kick yourself in the ass and you're going to be like, damn, why am I not putting the thing out there? I want to talk about self-care in a sustaining long-term success. And I feel that it's not just you going to yoga in the morning or meditating or doing your Reiki practice when you feel you need it. So long-term success is really about continuously doing the thing with discipline without needing to see a direct result. And you see, that's where we give up. Because we're the type of humans who want instant gratification, most of us do something for a short period of time. And if we don't see results, then we don't keep going. In the Yoga Sutra, it talks about this. It talks about how aimlessly we continue to keep digging holes in the ground to find what we want, only to go and start digging another hole. And really, the point of the sutra talks about to just pick the thing, pick the place that you're going to ground in and decide to go deep. Decide to stay with yourself. Try as much as you can to not be this person that, well, if I don't see it, I can't believe it. Well, that's the thing that kind of gets us in trouble. Right? Because we're talking about the ethereal realm. We're talking about manifesting. We're talking about your inner state of being. Can you see that? Can you see your inner being? Can you see your spirit? Can you see what's inside of you? I'm sure you can visualize it with your mind's eye, but you can't materialize it because you're talking about the quantum realm. And that's actually where the magic happens. So make your practice a non-negotiable and don't make your practice a thing that you run to when you feel like you really need it. I see a lot of students when they're freaking out, they're like, oh my God, okay, I'm going to practice now and I'm going to do the meditation. I'm going to do the yoga. And I'm like, no, you should have been doing all of that the same way like you brush your teeth, no matter whether you're going to go outside or not. Like you do that for yourself. Like you brush your teeth, you brush your hair, you take a shower. Like those are things that you do for you, not because you're going to see somebody or talk to somebody. That's how you need to show up in your self-care. And I learned this as an entrepreneur quickly, that when I was launching, I actually needed to double down on my self-care because, you see, part of the energy that I was doing was for me, and then I had to practice again for other people because everything is energy. And at the end of the day, like, you only have a certain amount of energy per day. So you want to make sure that every single thing that you're doing, you're energizing yourself, both physically and mentally, and understand that burnout doesn't just come from you physically being tired and physically doing labor. Burnout really truly comes from you being in your mind and you constantly beating yourself up. Those are the things that really drain our energy. So make your practice non-negotiable and practice all of the time. Make it a non-negotiable. Well, this really leads me into the next thing, which is about managing your stress. And I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to be a little bit triggering, and then I'm going to break this down. Managing your stress is about not paying attention to the stress. Managing your stress is about not making little things big things. Managing your stress is about having mind mastery. It's one of the beautiful things that I love about meditating. It really does teach you how to be a ninja of the mind. It really does teach you how to focus and redirect your energy in an instant. And so it happens to me too, human. We all get caught up in those loops, right? And if you keep entertaining them, that's what really starts to spin us out of control. And so managing our stress is understanding that when something comes into our field, we learn to redirect the energy. We learn to not entertain things that we don't want. And I know that it seems so simple, right? It's like, if you want to continue to attract abundance or attract the love of your life, then you have to, inside of you, harness the energy of love. You have to, inside of you, harness the energy of being rich from within. Because remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast, everything's happening from the inside out. It's that hermetic principle. And so the self-care of an entrepreneur, it is so important. I was sharing this online the other day that entrepreneurship is about 90% mindset, 10% actual work. And everybody has their own percentages. That's completely fine. But this is a mind game. And if we're not attuning our energy, and if we're not stopping, if we're not taking breaks, then you will eventually stop doing the thing that you love. And that is what makes my heart break. I decided to create Unleash and Unveil the brand because I saw that there was a need. There were so many gifted, beautiful, spiritual entrepreneurs, new earth leaders, and just divine beings that were sharing their light and their love, but they were draining themselves because they were overgiving. And, you know, taking back your power is part of self-care. I couldn't tell you how many people, you know, in the beginning of my business, I was so happy to have one client, two or three or four, that I would just bend over backwards. I would, you know, twist myself into a pretzel, and I didn't have boundaries. I would overgive. All of those things were me not caring enough for my spirit. Why? Because maybe there was a little bit of that lack. Maybe there was a little of that energy of, when are they going to come back? Will I be able to do it again? That was one of the biggest hurdles that I had to move through as an entrepreneur. Finally, having the success that you work so hard for. And I don't mean hard because you were up day and night trying to do anything. Hard because you know the mind mastery that it takes, and the dedication and the discipline and the audacity and the courage to do this damn work. Yo, this shit is not easy. Do not sleep on entrepreneurs. You better be clapping for your friends. Anybody that has a passion and they're putting it out there, you have no idea the courage it takes to do that. Not only that, but recognize that we're human beings, and nobody gets to skip the emotion. Nobody gets to skip the emotion of sadness or being unhappy or feeling afraid or feeling not good enough. Like, those feelings come up, and they come up usually when you're doing something new and you work hard for success, and then all of a sudden it goes away because you feel like, how will I do this again? Or you gain one client and you're like, how will I get two? Or you make your first 5K and you're like, how will I make that again? It's such a mindfuck, to be honest with you, to do this kind of work. And so your well-being, your self-care needs to be on point. It took about 2 or 3 rounds of me running the same program for me to feel, oh, wow, there's a little fear there, but I had to remind my brain, I can do this. I've done this before. What makes me feel that if I did it before, I couldn't do it again? If anything, I had more evidence that I could do it. Moving right along, continue being the student. Part of our self-care toolkit is nourishing ourselves. Remember, we're quantum antennas. We're here to distribute, to be an example and a testimony of what the work looks like, whatever the hell it is that you do. And so as you continue to do that, you're dispersing energy, whether you know it or not, whether you have the best damn routine, you're leaking energy all of the time because you have become a space holder or a retreat leader or somebody who's coaching or mentoring or facilitating. All of that takes energy. And that's why whenever I run a retreat, I stay wherever I'm at about 2 or 3 days later. I try not to see any clients. I may take a hike or two with someone. And then after that, I am locking myself in a beautiful hotel and I'm staying in a robe and I'm drinking lots of water and I'm swimming in a pool and I'm just relaxing because I'm plugging back in. I am rehydrating and bringing my energy level back to me. I'm calling back my power. And that's part of our self-care, is recognizing that when you are that person, breaks are needed. Boundaries are needed. Knowing when to start and when to stop is needed. Rituals is needed. Exercise is needed. All of these things, it's a non-negotiable. And you don't have to do the same thing every single day either. I'm not a fan of that. Notice that some seasons you may go hard at the gym and then other seasons you may just be meditating. You know, some seasons you may be hitting the gym hard and working on the physical part of your body. In another season, you may be working the inner part and be in deep meditation. In another season, you may be doing yoga. You may be doing all of them all at the same time. What I'm trying to share with you is that you got to tap in. You got to tap in. Tap into quantum frequency. Don't just use your body and your brain. Those two things are just going to get you but so far. And your emotions. Like, there is another quantum part of you that can connect to the totality of the universe. One of the things that I really love to do talking about quantum energy is work with different crystals and work with different oils. And so I've been working with essential oils now for the past 7 years, the same thing with crystals. And remember, it is said that our ancestors put a lot of codes in crystals. And so if you're wondering why everybody, you know, gets crystals, they all have different properties. I mean, they all come from the earth. So just that in itself is like, whoa, okay, Pachamama, thank you so much for all of these beautiful made crystals. And it was said that, you know, back in Atlantean times that all of the codes were put into these crystals and that the crystals hold different vibrations and different vibrations for healing, different vibrations for relieving stress. There's so many beautiful different types of crystals. And it's the same thing with essential oils. This is plant medicine. An essential oil is extracted from a plant. So what we call lavender, the plant is called lavandula. And so it's not just lavender, like that lavender is extracted from that plant. How beautiful is that? And now you have that sacred oil and you get to work with that oil. You get to bring back intentionality, and each oil is for different things. I learned this when I actually went to India and I saw the Ayurvedic doctor and she asked me, do you use oils? I was like, yeah. And I was so proud. I showed her all of my oils and she was like, oh, you're using all the wrong oils. You have fire and you're using peppermint and clove. And like, these are not the oils you're supposed to be using. You're supposed to be using warm oils. You're supposed to be using cooling oils. You're supposed to be using grounding oils like sandalwood. I was like, what? I had this whole thing wrong. There's a science to oils too. And yeah, there is. There's a science to everything because everything is energy. I'm going to share with you a few other things, especially for the being that is working in their home, bringing in natural light, bringing in plants. I just got Maria, my money tree, back, and I'm so excited to have her. This is 2.0, and I just love to wake up in the morning now and rub her petals and share my affirmations of how abundant I feel and I am, and how I'm open to receiving. All of these things I share and I chant in my mind's eye as I continue to rub her petals. And I thank her so much for continuously opening up and activating that path of abundance. And so I really challenge you that if you work from home, bring in beautiful plants. Look at your space and see how it's organized, keeping it clean, bringing in sacred geometry, bringing in things that just make you feel excited and warm, however it is that you want to feel. Really dress the corner of your house and make it feel yours. I can't tell you how important for me as a Sagittarius, as somebody who has a lot of fire, somebody who loves to be wild and adventurous, my place is. And I don't want to offend anybody, but like, you got to get dressed, humans. Like, getting dressed, get out of your damn PJs, take a shower. And if you don't want to work in your home, like, find the place to work at. Find the cafe. Be outside. If it's too cold, get creative. And so I rarely work from home anymore because I don't want to be home. I don't want to be in a box. Like, I want colors. I want to feel stimulated. I want to feel excited. And that's all part of my self-care, because ultimately we were never meant to be in boxes. And if you think about it, this is why so many of us have been so sick. And when you're running an online business, you have to take that opportunity to get those walks in between. You have to take that opportunity to do a walk and talk, you know, and record a video outside, or don't record a video and just allow yourself to be fully present, but get some fresh air. And the last thing I'm going to ask you that is going to be a game changer is use a task management tool. Organization in your business is imperative. You can have all of this stuff, which, by the way, I know a lot of people who have a banging ass self-care routine and they never get started. Don't spend all of your time just working your self-care and never taking aligned action. It's called aligned action for a damn reason. And so make sure that as you continue to tune in and as you continue to feed your soul, feed the thing within you, give it love, give it light, give it compassion, give it forgiveness, give it a space that's beautiful, give it all of the things in order for it to succeed. Don't forget, we also are beings that are human, and you need to stay organized so that you can actually implement and do the thing that you want, right? Hire the coach that you desire, or create that first post. Like, do the thing that you want, and do it with love, and do it with care, and do it with patience. But remember, humans, you have one life, and it's this one. You've had many lives, and you'll continue to live beyond this time space. But for right now, like, you're in the best place ever. You're on earth. Like, you're here and you are able to freaking create. You're able to record a podcast. You're able to show up and become a CEO, an entrepreneur. There's so many things that you get to create. You have one life, and it is determined by you. All right, humans, this has been such a beautiful, amazing conversation. I am so excited to continue to dive deeper. If you've been liking this podcast, screenshot it, post it on Instagram, tag me at I am Melissa Ruiz. If you have any questions, send me a DM. We're going to be opening up our next free training. It's going to be called Sourced, and I'm going to teach you all the things that you need to know about connecting to your intuition and activating your abundance channels. Go with peace. Go with God. See you in the next one. Breathe.